You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So what do your teammates need to know about social media? Well, first of all, they need to know something, because all of your teammates, except for one strange one that's, you know, they're not on it because they don't want the government watching them, right? But all the rest of your teammates, besides that one guy, they're on Facebook at least. Now, some of them are on Instagram, some are on Twitter, some are on Snapchat, some are on all the other ones. But they're all on Facebook, except for that one or two people maybe that are scared of government surveillance and they're just not on there. Everyone else is on Facebook, believe it. And you know, I just 10 minutes ago, I was on with a network marketing company, the owner and the executives and the vice presidents and all that. And I was on there because we were discussing, I'm doing a social media training for their company. And it's a pretty large company, and so I'm pretty excited. And it's going to be a lot of fun, going to help their reps become efficient recruiting machines using social media. It's going to be super awesome. It's all an entire event on social media for this network marketing company. And so some of the things that came up, I thought you would benefit from in that, what are some things that your teammates need to know? Well, one, you need to teach them something, because they're already on social media, and if left to their own devices and they haven't been trained, they're going to do it wrong. They're going to do it wrong. The big mistake, the main mistake that people make in social media marketing is they think that just because there's a lot of eyeballs on social media that you should put your offer out there every way that you can. It's a big mistake. You need to get hungry eyeballs on your offer, not just any eyeballs. And so if you're just posting your sales page on social media, if you're just taking your new, you know, product launch that you're excited about and you're posting on your social media, there's an infinitely good chance that you're gonna cause more resistance than curiosity. I assure you, if you're posting constantly about your company, using the company logo, using the company sales pages, flyers, etc., you're causing more resistance and curiosity, and you're turning more people off than on. You need to learn that. You need to learn how to, you know, like in poker, right? How do we not show all our cards and get people to want to come play with us? Right? You know, you don't, in cards, you don't just show, hey, here's my hand, everybody. Look at my hand. I got some aces. You don't do that. Why? Because you lose. If everyone knows what you have, you lose. And in social media, it's very similar in that if you're so quick to share what company you're with, well, guess what else everyone else has access to? They have access to Google. So if someone is interested in your company and you post, hey, this is the company I'm in, what do you think they're going to do? Are they more likely to A, Google it, or B, do you really think they're going to reach out to you first? They're going to Google it. They're going to Google it. Now, the question becomes, what do they find? Well, if you Google anything that's popular, anything, whether it's your local charity, whether it's a grocery store, whether it's, you know, a popular network marketing company, they're going to find some person, usually in North Dakota, right? That's negative. I'm just kidding. I was just in North Dakota. That's why I'm not driving right now, by the way. I like someone's calling me out though. Eyes on the road, buddy. I'm parked. We're good. And so they're going to find something negative. That's what our eyes are drawn to. It's what sells newspapers. It's what sells the news. It's what people talk about. Negative, right? We're going to find that negative person. And so then they're not even going to contact you. You won't even know that they were ever even mildly interested because they found something negative on Google. Instead, what do? We don't show all our cards. We don't show them all. We let them know we're a part of something, and that something is pretty awesome, right? And that is We want them to find out. We want them to want to be curious. How do we make them curious? So there's a few things you need to teach your teammates. Number one, you need to teach them not to constantly post the company page, the company sales page, the company logo, the, you know, all about the company and how excited you are about the company. Let's withhold that name. Do we share it sometimes? Maybe. But I'm telling you, the less you share it, the more powerful it is, because the more curiosity. And you think, exactly, Sherry is saying, I think it's Sherry. Yeah. So you think that branding the company is a good idea. I'm telling you it's not, because this is an individual transaction. People don't think, you know what? That company's really popular. Let me join that company. That's not how people think. They think like, do I want to join this person or not? What are they up to? Let me find out. Raise more curiosity than resistance and you absolutely win. From there, that's such a critical first step. From there, teach people how to prospect on social media. Teach them what to say when. Teach them how to overcome objections. Teach them how to get people on the phone from social media. How do you get them on the phone? Teach them those things. And from there, teach them how to craft a vision that will keep them consistent. You teach them those three things, you're going to have an infinitely more developed teammate and someone who's infinitely more likely to succeed. Teach them what not to do on their profile and how to show up on social media. Be a human being, not a billboard. Number two, you teach them how to communicate with people through private messaging to get them on a phone. And number three, you teach them vision of how to stick with this game and be consistent, and you're going to make it happen. So those are some of the things that that we teach. Stay tuned. You know, next month, my wife is actually rolling out an updated course around social media recruiting, so stay tuned for that. And I appreciate you guys. I hope you got value from this. I got to run. I got a couple more coaching calls. We're making it happen today. Having lots of fun. Appreciate you guys so much. Have a blessed day. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.